is Dr. Mejia, the cancer patient, Pedro Rivera, medical records 149256, Terber 721, 1949, referring physician, Dr. Carlos Lugo. Procedure performed EGD and colonoscopy, secondary procedures. Snare cardiopulpectomy biopsy, state of the procedure, April 1st, 2022, indications, fecal occlusal test positive, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, diffuse gastritis, number 2, internal hemorrhage, number 3 colon polyps removed, pure paragraph depth of insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, cecum for the colonoscopy, complications known immediately, medication aspirin, monitor anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 8 minutes. Preparation was good. Pure paragraph operative CS for double template. Pure paragraph findings and orofaringe appear normal. Pure paragraph esophagus appeared normal. Pure paragraph stomach. There's mild diffuse by cheiritimini and through my body biopsy taken large pylori. Pure paragraph duodenum D1, D2 appear normal. Pure paragraph colonoscopy findings and rectum internal hemorrhage grade 1. Pure in the rectum, there's a small polyp. C cell about 3 millimeters from vacuo biopsy polypectomy. Pure paragraph. The sigmoid descending colon appear normal, pure paragraph, and infection appear normal, pure paragraph, and the mid-transverse colon. There is a diminutive polyp, about 2 millimeters erythematous, removed by co-biopsy polypectomy, period paragraph. The proximal transverse colon, there is a cis polyp about 8 millimeters, removed by snare cardiopulpectomy period. And in the hepatic flexure, there is a pedunculated polyp about 10 millimeters, removed by snare cardiopulpectomy period paragraph. Ascending colon appeared normal, period. Cecum appeared normal, period paragraph. Recommendations 1 for the pathology reports. Number 2, anti-reflux measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, high fiber diet. Next number 5 is supplementation. Next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 3 years.